All right. Let's hit it. What do you do about the snow? Just like lay around in it. You could, shovel it into a big mountain and then dig a hole, like dig a cave in the side of that and then hang out. That'd be cool. You could build rude structures with it, statues, like illicit looking statues. You just go back to bed. Go back to bed. Sleep under your desk. If you must. Get drunk. Dare each other to go put your butt in the snow, your bare bottom. See who can do it for the longest. Punching through this yellow line. There we go. Yeah. Turning the temperature down a little bit. Because the car is pumping heat into here and I don't want that. I don't need any more of that. It's a lot of cars. Backed up at this intersection right here. Weird. Alright. I don't need gas, but I'm at a gas station. Not run that guy over as much as that seemed like it might actually be a good idea. You're doing him a favor, really. Alright. I'm gonna go in this gas station and here. Ran into a dude I went to high school with in that gas station. Oh, what the hell? Where did that go? Where'd it go? It's gone. I bought some kind of bar for eating, but then it slid off. I don't know if it's under the driver's seat. Where the hell did it go? Oh, damn it. It's gone. It's gone. All the way up here under the pedal. Yeah, I don't know. Well, so much for that. I'm already on this lane that goes onto the freeway. There's really not that much I can do now. Shit. Did it ever really exist? Does any of this really exist? In front of me in line at the gas station had on a t-shirt that on the back of it in simple bold black letters said Computer Ninja. I was worried for a sec he was going to pull out a blade or some smoke bombs and, you know, cut up all the cash behind him. Kind of looked like Matt Pasquale. still got this drink. I don't know where that bar is. It could be under the brake pedal, waiting until the last possible moment to make it impossible for me to brake. Maybe that bar sliding off under my feet somewhere, under the seat, or something, will have dire consequences later on. We're just going to have to keep going and hope for the best. That's all we can do, ever, right? Keep going. Hope for the best, but secretly expect the worst. Try to anticipate that. Deal with it if you can. I'm going to turn on the radio, hoping for the best. All right. Okay.
Bring something, or as hostess, you give a gift. That this is the perfect gift to give or to bring to someone.
Right, it already comes pre-wrapped in beautiful gold cellophane. Damn. That's like a magnum. All right. Hold up. We got Richard on the line from Orlando. Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
What up, Richard?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Richard, guess what?
Yeah.
You just won a pair of tickets to see Marlon Wayans tonight, my
brother.
All right, at the Orlando Improv Comedy Club. You're already in Orlando, so
yeah.
That won't be hard for you to get there. 9101 International Drive in Point Orlando, if anybody else want to go. Make sure you come out there tonight at 8 p.m. And got to be 21 and over, Rich. You over 20? All right,
cool. I am.
All right, great, man. Hold on the line. We'll take good care of you, all right?
All right, thanks, man.
All right, thank you, Lauren. And to Taylor, thank you as well. And to all of you, enjoy your holidays.
Yeah.
I'm at Real Sway on Twitter and Instagram. Today, we will be releasing our Mano video. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And Mano talks about Ferguson as well as being arrested for assault. And he breaks that whole story down. Also, we got your old Droog's Five Fingers of Death. That's going to be released today as well. And later on in the day, we're going to be releasing, who do we have? We have Chopper City, and he talked about his whole checkered past, and he freestyled for us, and Lil Chucky. We're going to repost that, so make sure you check that out. Check that out. Mass Skills of Kevin Gates will be tomorrow, and then also, we'll probably finish Taylor. You'll be able to meet Taylor on our YouTube channel, Sway's Universe, either tomorrow or by Friday.
Nice.
We'll be posting this up, okay, Taylor?
Awesome.
Sway's Universe. When you see it, make sure you retweet it.
Mm,
do you have a Twitter address?
Twitter.
Don't try to tell me how to party. It's my dance.
Yup, it's my body.
The shirt I wear.
Don't be no cut.
My jeans are nice.
It shows off my butt.
Designer down from head to toe.
Oh, my God, your fingers is crazy.
No, now please stop blushing.
This dance is dumb.
Come on, we both know.
I don't want you for your money.
Cause we like to laugh.
So we always
rhyme.
I like to dance.
Ooh, and I like to grind.
I like to fall.
I like to see.
I'll see you later.
Red shower.
I can't tell you how to catch a groove. It's your mind.
Well, there's no traffic this morning, and that's pretty fucking kick-ass, at least so far. Kind of passing by the area that has been shitty for the past week or two. Just cruising through. Not bad. Not bad. So, yeah, we're going to do a live stream today, or I'm going to do a live stream today. It would be me and Jason. And I think Rory might pop by for a little bit. Assuming all the podcast RSS stuff is fixed. I heard it was fixed. You might still be seeing the wrong episodes in the wrong feeds. We had a real bad issue last night with podcast stuff getting generated incorrectly. But my understanding is that that is better now. Maybe some lingering after effects, depending on what kind of software you're using to download the podcasts and all that sort of stuff. They cache differently, so you might be seeing some fucked up shit. Sorry. It's frustrating, but yeah, we're going to start around 1, which is, 4 hours from now. Little under 4 hours from now. And, yeah, I don't know. Oh, no. I forgot to grab the thing. Oh, God. Damn it. Well, we're going to figure out what's on that stream. All right. Shit. Shit, shit, shit. Well. All right, then. But that was only one part of it, so it's not that big of a deal. We'll probably do a little bit of that Steam roulette. Let's just do a little voting through some Steam stuff and see if people want to, you know, if there's any games people want to see, especially before these Black Friday sales start kicking off. You know, maybe I'll have a modern console hooked up just to fool around with some stuff too. There is some part of me that just wants to fucking play 4 hours of Call of Duty. Is that weird? I've, like, kept drifting back to that game. Like, when I'm, you know, like, kind of as soon as I finished Far Cry, I started playing some Far Cry, but I also kind of went right back to Call of Duty and started trying to get a few games into that every day. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying that game a lot. It is a lot of fun. It has more staying power than I feel like that franchise has had for me for kind of a while. Like, I almost just want to sit down and play that for, a significant chunk of time. But, yeah. I don't know. We'll fool around. Maybe throw in some Far Cry 4 on the PS4 and, do some co-op or something. I don't know. Level 35 in Call of Duty right now. I want to prestige. I want to complete the progression. Pitbull and Chris Brown on the same track, and it's called Fun. I don't think I want to have the kind of fun that Pitbull and Chris Brown would have. Like asking either of them to describe, like, what's your definition of fun would be like them admitting to a crime. Pitbull Town Hall.
You know, my mom, you know? She's the biggest
in-depth interview with Pitbull. Get to the bottom of all this Pitbull stuff.
His name is Victoria. Thank you very much. And by the way, Victoria.
Question number one, Pitbull, what the fuck, man? Question number two, you're terrible, Pitbull. You're terrible, Pitbull? There, that's... I need to make it a question. You know, with hip-hop being all into fucking Molly, how come no one is talking about Molly Ringwald? Why is no one rapping about Molly Ringwald? Why am I not rapping about Molly Ringwald? How come no one is saying that they got that Ringwald? You know? No one's saying they got that 16 candles, y'all. This song fucking sucks. As much as I love the idea of fucking someone shouting Hannah Montana over and over again. We missed that fucking... We caught, like, the last 5 seconds of that Pusha T song. It makes me want to try to fucking look it up. Surely someone has put it on YouTube by now. I could have done with, like, just some more prominent drums in that thing. That was all right. Yeah. Lyrically, I have no problems with it. Just, you know, put the Pusha T checklist of, is this song technically about cocaine? Yes. Bonus points for, at some point he mentioned Contra. Alright, sure. Fuck it. you rapping about playing Contra? Sure. I wish it was like this every morning. There's not a lot of people on the streets. You know, not a lot of traffic. Just a very smooth fucking cruise. It'll be like this when the bubble breaks. All these fucking startups go away again. Talk about 1Password. I use 1Password. I think it's pretty good. I haven't used any other password managers, but yeah, 1Password's pretty good, you know. For a while, I was only using it on my Mac, and then I picked up the Windows version as well. I started using my PC more is what happened. For the longest time, I was actually just, like, sitting in front of a big-ass monitor and my big-ass PC, but still typing on a fucking MacBook Air, which seemed dumb, but I don't know. I tend to do work stuff on the laptop and not work stuff on the not laptop. But at some point I was like, you know, yeah, I might need to log into Amazon or something on this. Or, you know, more and more games requiring fucking logins and passwords and all this other shit instead of just integrating with Steam the right way. These guys are walking slow across this street and staring, even though they do not have the right of way right now. I don't know, when I first started using 1Password, I was just like, I didn't really get it. I didn't really think it was a big deal, you know? It was just like, you just look at it and think, like, password manager, like, I'm not an idiot. Like, who needs a fucking password manager? That shit seems like it's for people that don't use computers very often. But, you know, then the more I use it, it's like, no, you know what? It's probably a good thing that I can mix up all these passwords and have a bunch of fucking garbage in all these password fields that I would never be able to remember. Because I was pretty good at remembering passwords and had some basic schemes for them. But now, fuck it. Just mash that fucking keyboard. Fill it full of garbage. And now, like, I remember the passwords that matter, like, passwords that I need to use away from a computer, you know, stuff like consoles and that sort of stuff. Like, those are the ones that I am devoted to remembering. And that's been nice. I don't know, yeah. And more sites were getting hacked, and it was just like, I found my, you know, that's what kind of drove me to it, I think, to begin with, was, you know, just had this moment where it's like, you know, like, more and more sites are getting hacked, like, my passwords are fine, but not, they're not that different in the grand scheme of things, so, you know, I did a little password audit, thought about things, and said, yeah, fuck it. Let's go this route. So now, the vast majority of my passwords are just junk. And I got it as some kind of like Mac updates bundle or whatever. I forget how I originally got it. It was part of some promo bundle. And then when it came time to upgrade, that's when I said, well, okay, I'll get the Windows version. And then now I have it on my phone as well. The integration between devices has been nice. Like I think there's some kind of extension for iOS Safari that lets you integrate 1Password into it a little more tightly. I haven't necessarily done that. But I think that exists. What the hell? 31 independent consultant. Lisa Stockdale at what? Like, it's got a phone number, this woman's email address, and then my31.com/Lisa Stockdale. Like, I don't even know what any of that shit is. What is 31? Like, 31 flavors? Yo, can I go to your website and get ice cream? Yo, Miss Lady! Can I get ice cream from your website? All right, you guys, I am here at the office. I'm going to record some stuff and then get into this live stream. That's going to start around 1 Pacific time, so that's, you know, 3.5 hours, something like that. So come check it out at the site. It'll be fun, I think. See ya.